Appendix D. Support Area Tenant Units. Many of the units not staffed to control terrain become tenants within the support area. Support area operations are conducted by the assigned area owner. Support area operations do not include the mission support operations conducted by tenants within the support area. The support area commander will synchronize their operations with tenant units in the support area to prevent or minimize interference with command and control and support operations, and to provide unimpeded movement of friendly forces. Protection. Operations to find, fix, and destroy enemy forces or defeat threats, and area damage control. The support area commander will have some command and control authority over the tenant and transient organizations within the support area for security and defense. This may be TACON for security and defense. This chapter provides an overview of support area tenant units and their capabilities. Note, see Chapter 2, Section 2, for an overview of possible MEB task-organized units and their capabilities. Engineer. Engineers not assigned to BCTs are organized in capability-based units of multidiscipline combat, general, and geospatial capabilities. Army engineer forces operate as integral members of the combined arms teams and echelons above the BCT during peace and war to provide a full range of engineering capabilities. These capabilities are generally provided by three engineer disciplines: combat, general, and geospatial engineering. Appendix D of the printed version of this publication provides an overview of engineer capabilities at the brigade and battalion level that may be a tenant unit of the support area. For additional information on engineer operations, see FM3-34. Military police. Military police units are manned, equipped, and trained to operate across the range of military operations. Military police organize for purpose and provide technical capabilities that enhance the support area commander's ability to control terrain, protect populations, defeat enemy forces, and consolidate gains. Military police do this through their three military police disciplines of police operations, detention operations, and security and mobility support. Military police headquarters cannot generally conduct all three military police disciplines at the same level of priority. Therefore, commanders must anticipate, prioritize, and synchronize the employment of military police assets. Appendix D of the printed version of this publication provides an overview of military police capabilities at the battalion level and below that may be a tenant unit of the corps or division support area. For additional information on military police operations, see FM3-39. Chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear. Chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear operations include the employment of capabilities that assess, protect against, and mitigate the entire range of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear incidents to enable freedom of action. FM3-11. Seaburn capabilities support operations across the range of military operations by assessing seaburn threats and hazards, providing protection against seaburn hazards, mitigating seaburn incidents, and providing hazard awareness and understanding. The seaburn functions of assess, protect, and mitigate share a common fundamental purpose that fits within the protection warfighting function to achieve or contribute to support area operations. Appendix D of the printed version of this publication provides an overview of seaburn units, planning requirements, and capabilities at the battalion level and below that may be task-organized to the support area designated landowner or a tenant unit of the corps or division support area. For additional information on seaburn operations, see FM3-11. Civil affairs. Civil affairs forces execute civil affairs core competencies and functions. The civil affairs branch provides three core competencies nested within civil affairs operations, civil affairs activities, military government operations, and civil affairs supported activities. Civil affairs functions are structured under each competency, organizing tasks and systems, people, organizations, information, and processes and to executable capabilities to create the desired effects. Civil affairs core competencies form the basis for training, organizing, equipping, and employing civil affairs forces. The core competencies nest within the commander's overall responsibility for planning and executing civil military operations. The following are civil affairs operations core competencies and their nested functions. Civil affairs activities. Civil affairs activities are activities specifically planned, executed, and assessed by civil affairs forces that support the commander in order to synchronize, coordinate, and integrate indigenous populations and institutions, unified action partners, and interagency, FM3-57. Civil affairs activities provide unique capabilities to the commander. Civil affairs activities consist of the following functions: civil reconnaissance, civil engagement, civil information management, civil military operations center, civil affairs operations staff support. Military government operations. Military government operations are operations executed by civil affairs to provide expertise in the civil sector functions in order to establish transitional military authority or conduct support to civil administration. FM3-57. While the Department of State has the lead for stabilization and reconstruction, the DoD has a requirement to support that. DODD 5100.01 directs the Army to establish military government when occupying enemy territory. And DODD 2000.13 identifies military government as a directed requirement under civil affairs operations. Although civil affairs forces enable military government by conducting military government operations, there is currently no overarching concept or doctrine within DoD or the Army on how to establish a transitional military authority. Civil affairs forces provide expertise in civilian sector functions that are typically the responsibility of civilian authorities to establish local government capability or to enhance its capacity. This core competency is normally executed in support of Department of State operations or when directed in the absence of other U.S. government capabilities. Military government operations include the following functions: transitional military authority, support to civil administration, civil affairs supported activities. Civil affairs supported activities are activities in which civil affairs plays a key planning, coordinating, or synchronizing role, but for which they are not the proponent or primary executor. FM3-57. Civil affairs supported activities are comprised of the following functions: foreign assistance, foreign humanitarian assistance, populace and resources control, civil military engagement. Appendix D of the printed version of this publication provides an overview of civil affairs units, planning requirements, and capabilities for units that may be task organized to the support area designated landowner or tenant unit of the corps or division support area. For additional information on the capabilities of civil affairs units, see ATP 3-57.70 and FM 3-57. Air and missile defense. Air and missile defense is the direct, active, and passive defensive actions taken to destroy, nullify, or reduce the effectiveness of hostile air and ballistic missile threats against friendly forces and assets. JP 3-01. More precisely, ADA is the dedicated army systems, personnel, and forces that provide active, land-based defense against air and missile attacks. ADA forces execute air missile defense operations under the Joint Counter-Air Operational Framework based on the integration of offensive and defensive counter-air operations. Offensive counter-air are offensive operations to destroy or neutralize enemy aircraft, missile launch platforms, and their supporting structures and systems, both before and after launch, and as close to their source as possible. JP 3-01. Defensive counter-air are all defensive measures designed to neutralize or destroy enemy forces attempting to penetrate or attack through friendly airspace. JP 3-01. During support area operations, the designated support area landowner may be task organized, an ADA element, SHORAD, to counter low-altitude unmanned aircraft systems, high-speed fixed-wing and rotary-wing aircraft, reconnaissance, intelligence, and surveillance and target acquisition assets. Appendix D of the printed version of this publication provides an overview of the ADA battalion capabilities that may be a tenant unit of the Corps or Division support area. For additional information on ADA battalions, SHORAD, see FM3-01. Aviation Brigade. Army aviation formations are organized, trained, and equipped to support the combined arms team at the tactical and operational levels. Army aviation operations in the support area typically include air movement, aeromedical evacuation, and command and control support, but they may also include reconnaissance, attacks, and security operations if there is a threat to the support area. When conducting attacks, reconnaissance, and security operations, Army aviation typically operates as a combined arms team with a ground unit designated with a security mission for the support area. The Aviation Brigade and Theater Aviation echelons above Brigade require large assembly areas, usually located inside the division support area. An aviation brigade may need as much as 145,000 square meters to park aircraft and equipment. The space is required because of the minimum space required around helicopters during takeoff and landing in unimproved areas. Appendix D of the printed version of this publication provides an overview of Army Aviation Formation's capabilities that may be a tenant unit of the Corps or Division support area. For additional information on Army Aviation Formations, see FM3-04. Logistics Capabilities. Logistics include maintenance, transportation, supply, field services, distribution, operational contract support, and general engineering. Field services maintain the force by providing life, morale, and welfare support. Field services include shower and laundry, field feeding, water production and distribution, clothing and light textile repair, aerial delivery, and mortuary affairs. Appendix D of the printed version of this publication provides an overview of sustainment capabilities that may be a tenant unit of the Corps or Division support area. For additional information on sustainment, see FM40. Army Health System. The Army Health System is a component of the military health system that is responsible for operational management of the health support system and force health protection missions for training, pre-deployment, deployment, and post-deployment operations. Army Health System includes all mission support services performed, provided, or arranged by the Army Medicine to support health service support and force health protection mission requirements for the Army and as directed for joint, intergovernmental agencies, coalition, and multinational forces, FM4-02. The Army Health System is a complex system of systems divided into 10 medical functions and aligned with medical disciplines. These systems are interrelated and interdependent and must be continuously and meticulously synchronized. The Army Health System uses medical command and control organizations to manage the subordinate units, providing Army Health System and Force Health Protection. Regional Support Group. The Regional Support Group mission enables a commander to support personnel. The Regional Support Group is a deployable headquarters that manages base camps or base clusters with a population of 6,000 or more personnel and requires services beyond basic life support. See ATP 3-90.20. The Regional Support Group headquarters is designed to relieve the burden of base camp management and operations from the combatant commander. A Regional Support Group provides the command, control, and administrative support structure for operating a base camp or base cluster with a population of 6,000 or more personnel. The population consists of military forces, DA civilians, other government agency personnel, non-governmental organization personnel, government contractors, and transients. Usually, a regional support group falls under a general officer command during contingency operations. This mission set includes commanding assigned or attached units, supporting units and personnel as directed, providing contract requirements, definition, and oversight assistance, determining base camp support requirements, operating and manning a 24/7 BDOC, commanding smaller contingency bases within the General Officer Command's operational area, overseeing base camp management and operations.